This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush is in Latvia today on the first leg of a tour to mark the 60th anniversary of the Allied victory over Adolf Hitler in Europe. In Riga, Mr. Bush has already accepted the three-star order, Latvia's highest honor. He held a joint news conference with the Latvian president and the presidents of Estonia and Lithuania. Next, he moves on to the Netherlands and then Moscow and Georgia. VE Day is a controversial milestone in the former Soviet republics. Already, the president's itinerary has tested diplomatic relations between the Baltic leaders, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the United States. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us from Riga. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
So why did President Bush pick the Baltics to celebrate this particular anniversary?
Well, they are new members of NATO and allies of the U.S. in Iraq. So President Bush takes every opportunity to use them as a symbol for the rest of the world of how precious democracy and freedom is because it's so new here. But the other thing this stop does is it provides kind of a balance or even a counterweight to what is the main event and the main reason for this European trip overall. And that is Monday's celebration in Moscow, marking the 60th anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany in Europe. Now, there in Red Square, the president will join other world leaders for this big military proceeding, parade. That, of course, will all be hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The catch is that for the Baltic states, when the war ended, they didn't get freedom. Hitler was gone, but he was replaced by Soviet occupation and Stalin. So this visit here to Latvia is a way for the president to tell these friends of the U.S. that he understands that the history on this is complicated, even at a time of celebration.
Now, when the president goes on to Moscow for VE celebrations on Monday, Estonia and Lithuania will snub the event, but I gather that Latvia's president has said that she will be going, even though she talks about the crimes of the Red Army, the mass deportations following the war, and so on.
That's right. The Baltic states were all invited to attend that parade and the ceremonies. And Latvia's president is going, but she remains very critical toward Russia and its attitude toward the Baltics to this day. The presidents of Estonia and Lithuania and Latvia, all three are demanding that Russia apologize for the actions of the Soviet Union during the Cold War and that it apologize for the occupation of the Baltics and that it seek forgiveness. Now, Russia's Vladimir Putin has countered that the Soviet Union, back in 1989, in its waning days, did renounce its actions in the Baltics and that there's no need to do it again. Further, he kind of fires his own broadside. He says that the Baltics at times join forces with the Nazis, and he says ethnic Russians who make their home in Latvia today are not treated well. So it goes back and forth.
So is Mr. Bush's appearance in the Baltic states a problem for Vladimir Putin?
It is not, but it is a very tricky diplomatic dance that he is doing. He's got to lend support to the Baltics. He wants to send a message to Putin, but he also doesn't want to anger Putin because the U.S. needs Russia, they need the friendship, and they're working together on a number of big things, from North Korea to the possible nuclear threat posed by Iran.
Thanks very much, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking from Riga.